If you've ever driven to San Diego, chances are you have stopped in the unincorporated town of Dateland. At the very least, you've seen the billboards for the travel center's world-famous date shakes. As part of KJZZ's Untold Arizona series, Sarah Ventry takes us to the sweet spot in the middle of the desert.
To be clear, this is how locals say it, Dateland, and it's super tiny. Date groves, an RV park, a travel center, a school that has a post office house there, a few homes, and an out-of-use military training airfield. It turns out the little town has a complicated history.
My name is Roland Walker. My wife and I are the owners of the Dateland Travel Center and Date Farm and RV Park in Dateland, Arizona.
You may have picked up on a non-Arizona accent there. That's because Roland and Sharna Walker moved to Dateland from Calgary, Alberta. Roland's parents came to the Southwest as snowbirds, and then one day...
It was on the news, by a town.
The town of Dateland was up for sale. Well, sort of. That's how it was advertised. But it's small enough that buying up a few properties, including its namesake date groves, is enough to have essentially bought up the whole thing.
Yeah, a small date shake. Okay, is that going to be all for you?
I've had people from Germany, from Australia, from Russia, Canada. It's amazing how many people have heard of Dateland.
That's Sharna Walker, the other owner. She's credited with branding the date shakes world famous and for marketing the town and its sweet fruits, which are really hard to grow.
You gotta be careful with the thorns in there. I don't want you to get stepped. It goes right through your tires, your truck, your shoes.
Andrew Costanza works for a company that manages the farm in Dateland. Together, we walk through the date groves. And at this time of year...
Our first tree operation is to remove those... thorns. You see these thorns?
Mm-hmm.
About 4 feet of them. That way you can, because the flower is going to come out that we have to pollinate in the middle of the crown.
The date palms have these long fronds with thorns on the end. They almost look like the tips of an agave, but longer. Like a lot of people in Arizona, these palms are not native to the Southwest. They were brought into the area from Morocco in the 1920s.
The problem is if you get this in and it breaks off, it's like a fishing hook. It'll keep going in. If you keep on squeezing it, it'll go in instead of coming out. And you have to have it removed medically, but with a doctor.
Every step of this process is done by hand. There's really no machinery used to cultivate and harvest the dates. Dethorning, pollination, picking, all of it. And there are hundreds of varieties. But the most prized one is the medjool.
It's just the sweetness, the it's plump. It's actually good fiber. It's just a tasty fruit.
Besides the date groves, Dateland used to be the site of a military airfield. And just outside of town were camps that allowed the military to train in harsh conditions during World War II. Some people say that Dateland was once home to an Italian internment camp, though KJZZ has never been able to find the records to prove it. Back in the travel center, customers browse t-shirts and tchotchkes and look through all the different kinds of dates in the shop. Even though most varieties of dates make a perfectly fine snack on their own, Roland finds plenty of uses for them.
A couple of years ago, I developed a date steak sauce, a date barbecue sauce, date raspberry jam, date strawberry jam, date butter, and we make our date shake mix in a jar so you can take a jar home.
Plus cookies, breads, muffins, pies, oatmeal. But on that desolate stretch of the 8 between Phoenix and Yuma, the hot sun beating through the windshield, not much beats the cool, sweet taste of a date shake. Sarah Ventry, KJZZ News, reporting from Dateland.